Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The second week of protests has heightened tensions between the city's residents and demonstrators demanding an end to vaccine mandates. The convoy of truckers was joined over the weekend by thousands of protesters for the second week in a row, as Ottawa continues to be occupied by hundreds of heavy trucks. Counter-protesters, legal challenges, and increased police presence in the downtown core are causing people on both sides of the conflict to grow angrier and more desperate. CHUO was present in the downtown core over the weekend to speak with demonstrators, many of whom say reports of violence, aggression, and hate crimes have been exaggerated by the media.
Oh, I haven't seen anything negative here. The people here are all nice. The people are on the streets here. They're coming. If ever we need to go, they're watching our trucks. I've never seen so much love.
The demonstrator told CHUO that, in fact, she had seen acts of aggression carried out against her fellow truckers, such as spray painting their vehicles. The Ottawa Police Service reported on Sunday that since the protests began, they have received over 650 calls for service relating to the demonstration. They say they are investigating over 97 criminal offenses, 11 of which were hate crimes. The Ottawa Police's hate-motivated crime hotline has also received over 200 reports since the beginning of the demonstrations. Tracy Bryant, who represents a group from BC called Take Action Kamloops, says she, like the majority of protesters, doesn't support the acts of hatred carried out by members of the convoy.
The media has just been twisting everything. Like, they're saying all these things and we're just watching it and going, oh my God, that's not true. That's not true. The support we have in every single city, we are the majority. We are not the minority, as what they're trying to, the media is trying to put out, or Trudeau's trying to put out, you know, supremacists and racists. And that's not what's going on here. Not at all. I'm just a single mom and came up here to support this convoy and to help end these mandates. It's horrible.
The Ottawa Police reported about 200 anti-convoy counter-protesters were in the downtown core on Saturday. Anti-convoy groups have popped up on social media, such as Facebook group Stop the Ottawa Occupation 2022, which now has over 2,300 members. A group on Instagram called Ottawa Convoy Report has committed to documenting hate crimes carried out by demonstrators. At the same time, truckers have set up a makeshift stage at the intersection of Bank Street and Wellington, where they are hosting performances by members of the cause.
I've just been advised by our lovely local police. It is going to be a very big weekend, but we really need to be responsible about drinking on the street. This week they will give tickets. So keep your drinking discreet and keep it under control. That's all we ask, because the cops are saying we're being warned. Just keep it cool, guys, and we love you.
Many residents, along with city councillors, the mayor, and police chief Peter Slowly, have condemned the demonstrations. Others, including residents and members of the police service, have joined the truckers, which has fueled tensions in the community. One demonstrator, who came from Prince Edward Island, told CHUO that the truckers are on Ottawa residents' side, contrary to popular belief.
We're here for them as well. We're not against them. We respect their decision. We're not here to disturb them. There's so much hate going around, so much divide, and it needs to come to an end. There's not as much hatred here as people think. We've been here since the day before this all started, and they never really caused any disturbance at all. They had signs. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not against it at all. If you want to get one, fine.
The Ottawa Police reported over the weekend that they will increase the police presence in the area, adding 257 RCMP officers to the effort. They say they have deployed negotiators who have managed to reach a compromise with truckers regarding noise, specifically honking. According to a press release from the Freedom Convoy themselves, a cessation of honking occurred on Sunday morning, saying that, out of respect for the Lord's Day, members of our convoy will desist from the blowing of horns tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Ottawa time. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly said in a press conference on Friday that police may not be able to put an end to this, a statement which has left many residents wondering what will. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.